Coming Versus Her podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. What's up, people? What's up, guys and goddesses? What's up to the community? What's up to my comrades? What's up to my tribe? Okay, what's up to my soul family? What's going on, everyone? So, let's get into it. Let's get it popping, all right? Let's talk about rituals. Let's talk about routines. Let's talk about your everyday tasks. Let's talk about your formula. Let's talk about all of it. It's all the same. It's all the same. Let me tell you something. When you think about doing your rituals, your routines, the things that you wake up and decide to do every day, is your ritual, is your routine, is your formula, right? And with that, it depends on how you want to look at it. Some may look at the things that they do. Cause see, let me tell you something. There can be self-love in routine. There can be self-love in your ritual. It can be self-love in your everyday duty. But are you taking that time to create a sacred space for you to be able to have self-love before you begin anything, right? Because we can have a routine. We can get up, we can do certain things that are not related to self-love, and we just go on about our day. We never tune in to us. We never tune in to our breath. We never tune in to source. We never tune in to our ancestors. We never tune in to anything but what's on our brain to do today that we've been doing for the last 365 days. So, with that being said, what does your routine look like? What does your ritual look like? What does your everyday waking up look like for you? But created in self-love. Because your routine, your formula, all of that, it should be self-love for you. So, are you waking up with a mindset and being intentional on how can you love yourself a little bit better? How can you talk to yourself a little bit better? Are you creating affirmations that are dedicated for loving you or changing your mindset about how you feel about yourself and others, or, you know, journaling about some feelings that you might have going on right now. You're not quite sure why you're having those feelings, so you can dig a little bit deeper. And that little bit deeper might not come right then in that, on that day during your ritual. It may come another day. Or it might come later on that day while you're looking at your social media. Or it might come when you're riding down the street and you see a billboard or something a family member might say, or a friend or a child of yours or something like that. Or it may just come to you. What is your ritual? So as I continue to read and understand the book, The Science of Getting Rich, everything that is done is in a certain way. It's a science to everything. It's a science to everything. Out of nothingness, out of a void, out of darkness came what? Light. It's a science to it. As they say, everything in the dark comes to light. It's a science to it. Everything you do in your ritual, your routine, your formula. And I got formula from Stormy Wellington. Your ritual, your formula, your routine, your get up and start your day situation. It should be a science to it. It should be a certain way that you do things for yourself out of the intentional energy of self-love. Towards you, self-love, because that sacred space of energy of self-love is going to create your outer world. Because I know days I've waken up and not created my sacred space of self-love, and I kind of got up and just started doing. It allowed anything to come my way, and I handled it any kind of way. Not a certain way, any kind of old way. So when you create your sacred space of self-love for you and for your outer being and your outer world, you're going to handle things a certain way because you're doing a certain thing a certain way out of self-love. And understand, self-love does not X you out from your spending time with God, the universe, source. It's all one. That's not separate. It's all one. So whatever your time looks like, you're doing it a certain way, and it's your formula for self-love. For you to create an inner standing of self-love where it's going to exude outwardly in things that you do in the physical realm. Everything spiritual, everything that's physical becomes spiritual first. Did I say that right? Everything physical becomes spiritual first because your spirit, your spiritual being, your soul, you have a spirit, you have a body, okay? There's a lot intertwined when it comes to rituals, routine. So when you think of, for instance, in certain church settings, on certain days, they may light, I don't know, 7 candles, different colors. They may do a bread and wine ritual routine. Maybe the first of the month, maybe every week of the month, maybe just at the end of the month, or the first and fourth Sunday, or whenever people get together and commune as a ritual, as a routine. There's a science to it all and a purpose to it all. So you're doing a mission to get to a purpose. When you decide to pray, you're on a mission to a specific purpose, and it's a science in doing it. Some people may pray with their hands together or fold their fingers folded over on each side, or however, or on bended knees, or standing up with their head down, with their head up, sitting in a cross-legged position with certain fingers touching. Everything, meditation, prayer, candle ceremonies, reading certain affirmations and repeating certain things with intention over and over again, singing certain songs, dancing to certain vibrational frequencies, and combining that into a routine, a ritual, a formula, you're doing certain things a certain kind of way to create a certain purpose. Okay? But understand that everything is with intention as well. You gotta look at what you've been thinking on. You gotta look at what you've been allowing your energy to be. How can I say this? You have to look at what you're putting your energy into when it comes to your thoughts, when it comes to your words, when it comes to some type of mood you're in. How much energy are you putting into that thing? So if it does not align with a certain kind of way that you want to do things, guess who can change it? Guess who can decide to do something different right now? You. Your outer world does not have to change before your inner world changes. That's not the science. That's not the universal law. That's not how that works. your inner being, your inner self, can decide to make changes. Where did I write that down? Decide to make changes so that your outer world will change. It was something about changes that I wrote down a few days ago. Dang. I write down so much that comes to me, and so much that things that come to me, and also things that out the blue, I could be thinking on something, and then all of a sudden I see some type of excerpt or video about it. I'm like, here we are, you know? Dang. Yeah, I don't see it. So I'm not going to, maybe next time. But my point is, you have to do things a certain kind of way, and you are allowed to change whatever is not in alignment. Be it your thought. How can you change your thoughts today? By doing things a certain kind of way. Your routine, your ritual, your formula. Right? You're doing things a certain kind of way to get a certain result. What do they say? Which we know is the truth. If you continue to do things the same, is ludicrous. It's crazy. And you're not going to get changed from doing the same shit that's not working over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Okay? So I'm saying all that to say, creating a routine for yourself, it can be things like, you got to let things come to you with what's good for you. That's number one. Okay? It can be you reading, listening to something maybe inspirational, motivational. You speaking affirmations over yourself, looking in the mirror, speaking life. It can be you dancing around the house to certain songs that's just creating this frequency and energy within, and creating it on the outside of you as well. It could be you writing down your thoughts, maybe having certain sounds that are of high vibration, or even songs that you are aligned with at that time to create a certain energy that you need right then and there. Because it's songs, listen, that come to me like today, that song by I didn't even know her name before I looked it up, Lola Brooke. All I kept hearing while I'm connecting with Oya and Shango, I hear, "Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it." Y'all don't even know the words. That's all I kept hearing, were those specific words. And I could feel the energy behind it. Like, that's some right now, okay, shifting type of energy. Because like they say, Oya is like right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like on site, as they say. Energy. Okay, and what I learned today is Shango is more so in that energy of like, okay, that's how you get down, problem. And it's gonna be handled. It may not be handled that day right then like Oya, but in a week, 2, 3, 4, 5 months, a year. Yeah, remember when? And let me tell y'all this, I'm not talking about no revenge shit, I'm talking about on some God shit. I'm talking about on some God energy, allowing things that you know was done in vain to get handled by source, by your ancestors, by the gods and goddesses. Because what you'll start to feel is a certain energy that you need to exude in. I was feeling protection this morning. I was feeling protection because I was feeling weak for a moment. I was feeling, when I say weak, it was in this place of like almost down. And there was this snap that happened because I've been doing things a certain way. I got this snap and I heard protection. We in protection energy. I instantly heard Shango. You feel me? I instantly heard Shango. And as I'm studying on Shango, while I was studying, I seen Oya's name. So I opened up my book on Oya and started reading on Oya. Still pulled out my smoky quartz for Shango, Ashe. And then I started reading on Oya. Okay?
and I'm exuding the energy because I am her and she is I. I am Shango and Shango is I. My brother, my son, my father, we are one. You feel me? And so, with that being said, Oya is about I make shift happen. But instantly, right now, death and rebirth. She represents sweep and change, destroying the old to make room for new. I'm going to read this excerpt from the African Goddess Initiation book. It says, when Shango speaks, he breathes fire. But Oya goes ahead of him in every fight. She is known as the wife who is fiercer than the husband. See, because Shango is more calculated. So he do things a certain kind of way as well. She does things a certain kind of way. It just looks different. He may be calculated, but you don't feel with when it does come what's happening. But the thing is that once she does what she does right then, she goes ahead and get that shit done, whatever needs to be done. That's the energy that's exuding. So I also heard while I was in this energy, hold on, I'm going in between like my notebooks and my journals and my books. I instantly heard Shango saying, hold on, because sometimes it slips my mind, but I'm about to read this part to you. Boom, 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 boom. Sis, Shango says, I'm here. Sis, Oya taking care of this right now. And that's when I started hearing, don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Okay, y'all? So then as I started my ritual, my routine with this, I heard, go get 9 copper pennies. Copper represents, copper as a whole, because she has 9 rings, 9 bracelets that she wears, Oya. I went and got 9 copper pennies as an offering. When I went to my tin can, y'all, for real, I went to my tin can with my change in it, right? Just had a few little change and it wasn't like filled to the brim. I went in, searching around, pulled out exactly 9 pennies. Guess what? I said, don't tell me it's just 9 pennies in here. Now, mind you, it was silver in there. It was like a couple dimes, a couple quarters. So I go searching around just to see if I could find a 10th penny. There was no 10th penny. It was 9 pennies, copper pennies, exactly. Exactly 9 copper pennies. Just like the 9 copper rings, the 9 copper bracelets that she has. You feel me? So then I come back, I sit down, I put the copper pennies around my white candle with the smoky quartz right here as well. And I was like, oh, let me pull out my African Goddess Rising Oracle deck and pull out the Oya card and put it right here with me, right? While I'm doing my routine, my ritual, my formula situation. How about as soon as I open my box, she was the first card on top of the card deck. I didn't have to go searching for it. I didn't have to go look through no other cards. I didn't have to waste no time. I did not have to waste time. She had already took care of herself and put herself on top. Do you hear me? She was on top. I said, Ashe. I felt tears coming. And instantly they dried up because it's like, yeah, don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Okay? We're not playing with it no more. I'm not playing with it with myself. I'm not playing with it with my family. I'm not playing with it when it comes to my soul family, my sisters, my brothers. I'm not playing with it. I'm literally on that type of time where it's protection mode. It's protection mode for myself. It's protection mode for my family. It's protection mode for my sisters and my friends and my soul family. It's protection time. Because things have to shift swiftly. Swiftly. And it's going to be uncomfortable. But if you know what you know and you can stay in the flow, do just that. Do just that. Because don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with y'all, okay? Don't play with it. Find your routine. Find your ritual.
find your formula of the science of getting to what, or of getting what it is that you're looking for. More self-realization, wealth, more consistency. Because see, with you doing your routine and your rituals and things, it's going to allow you to, it's going to show you how disciplined you can be in any area of your life, how consistent you can be with a great intention behind it. Let me tell you something. We are manifestors. We are powerful. We are creators. We are visionaries. We have more senses than the five senses, baby, okay? We are who we are. We are the gods and the goddesses. That's your business if you don't believe it. It ain't my business. It's your business. But what I do know, we are divine. We are love. We are abundant. We are miraculous. We are resilient. We are healthy. We are wise. You understand what I'm saying? We are love. We are compassionate. We are kind. We are honest beings. We are honest souls. Make your routine, ritual, formula what you need to make it for, what you need to, how you need to make it for you. Out of intention of self-love, self-realization, self-care, because your inner world will change so that your outer world can change. From the darkness, which is within, becomes light without. But the thing is that the light is even going to come from within the darkness. So your whole inner being will start lighting up because you went into those dark areas. Those dark, voided, empty spaces. And you're like, what's in here? What's through this door? Door number one has a bunch of bullshit that you accept from other people. How can I release this and welcome worthiness within myself? And certain boundaries, things that I won't accept. How can I welcome certain values from within me? Where I won't allow just any old kind of thing to come my way because I do things a certain kind of way. It's a formula. It's a science. It's a ritual. It's a routine. How can I welcome more self-love? I love you all. And that's what I got for you. Apply it where you need to. Share it to who you need to share it to. It's all love, joy, happiness, peace, light, darkness, is all of that. We all of that. All right. I love you all and peace.